The way I see it, the plays of Anton Chekhov are a little like magic tricks. It's part of why I love Chekhov. He wrote vast, tragicomic epics crammed with colorful characters, and he wrote outrageous slapstick farces in the form of experimental one-act plays. But whether long or short, Chekhov's plays reveal a magician's touch. The way Chekhov buries the forward action of his plots, not in the story, but in the evolving emotional lives of his characters. It's a kind of dramatic misdirection. Chekhov keeps us looking for the story, but in all the wrong places, until, abracadabra, we suddenly see that the real story was happening somewhere we weren't even expecting it. Maybe in the way a character's view of the world has changed, or in the transformation of a minor character from comic relief to dangerous antagonist, or the way an oft-repeated line of dialogue evolves and changes with every repetition, taking on layers of meaning every time it's uttered. For an audience willing to pay a little extra attention, to be patient and enjoy the musicality and humor of the language, a play by Chekhov, which is why theaters love doing Chekhov, but also why Chekhov is so dangerous. Chekhov isn't easy. Asking inexperienced actors to tackle Chekhov is a little like sending a rookie quarterback onto the field in the middle of the Super Bowl. Scary, but also exciting. And a good college theater arts program is not doing its job if it doesn't ask students to have a go at a Chekhov play now and then. And right now, in Santa Rosa, two separate companies are performing plays by Chekhov, both with a mix of experienced and apprenticed actors. Ooh, game time. Running through March 16th at Santa Rosa Junior College, director Leslie McCauley has undertaken Chekhov's crowning achievement, the mournfully ingenious The Cherry Orchard, presented by a sprawling cast who've built an actual cherry orchard inside the vast Burbank Theater with faux trees popping up all over, including a few out in the seats. It's the story of a family of once wealthy landowners making all the wrong decisions as they face the loss of their estate. Meanwhile, at the Imaginist Theater Collective, the typically inventive experimental company is presenting a piece they call Tobacco, Sparks, Fireworks, Chekhov, running through March 22nd. This one takes three of Chekhov's funnier short plays and puts them together. On the Injuriousness of Tobacco is a one-actor play in which a man attempts to give a lecture but can't quite stay on the subject. The Proposal is a farce about marriage in which a couple might actually get engaged if they could ever stop arguing. And then there's Unclean Tragedians and Leprous Playwrights, which is, well, it's sort of a spoof of theatrical excess, written with plenty of theatrical excess, except that it is very, very short. So whether in the mood for Chekhov as a full meal or in tasty little bites, now is a good time to sink your teeth into the works of one of the greatest writers who ever lived. The Cherry Orchard runs through this Sunday at the Santa Rosa Junior College, santarosa.edu/theaterarts. Tobacco, Sparks, Fireworks, Chekhov runs through March 22nd at The Imaginists, theimaginist.org. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.